Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Our woman of the day was a pioneering leader who organized one of the great feminist revolutions in Egypt. Let's talk about Houda Shaarawy. Houda was born in 1879 in Upper Egypt. She came from an affluent family. Her father was a wealthy Egyptian noble. Houda spent her childhood in an Egyptian harem, which kept women secluded and veiled. The harem system required women to live in their own private quarters, separate and isolated from men. Many women within the harem system were denied access to education, but Houda was educated early in life alongside her brothers. She learned Turkish, Arabic, and literature from private tutors. But as Houda grew older, her resentment increased. She wrote years later about the bitterness she felt as a young girl. "I became depressed and began to neglect my studies, hating being a girl because it kept me from the education I sought. Later, being a female became a barrier between me and the freedom for which I yearned." At the onset of puberty, Houda was no longer allowed to be seen by the sons of her family friends, which she described as a painful experience. She noticed the great attention that was paid to her brother, which resulted in jealousy. Despite her envy, Houda and her brother had a loving relationship, and he later stood by her side while she fought against gender injustice. At the age of 13, Houda married her cousin, a man 40 years her senior. Houda's father pressured her into the marriage, insisting that her refusal would bring shame to the family. While Houda reluctantly agreed, soon after, she separated from her husband for 7 years. During this time, Houda prioritized her independence, diving back into her studies and venturing into activism. Houda wrote in her memoir, "I intend to vocalize my pain and start a revolution for the silent women who faced centuries of oppression." In her early adulthood, Houda began organizing lectures, bringing many women into public places for the first time. In 1908, Houda founded the first philanthropic society run by Egyptian women, which offered medical services for poor women and children. Houda believed women-run service projects challenged the view that women needed protection. As a wealthy woman, Houda believed that the rich could solve the problems of the poor through charitable activities. In 1910, Houda opened a school for young women. She focused on academics rather than the domestic skills that were typically taught to women at the time. During the early 20th century, the fight for women's rights gained momentum around the world. In 1919, after World War I, many Egyptian women protested against British rule in Egypt and sought to use the national struggle to end harem practices. Houda led the masses in an effort that ultimately became known as the Egyptian Revolution of 1919. In 1920, following the protests, Huda was elected as the first president of the Waftist Women's Central Committee, a political body founded by Egyptian women. 3 years later, in 1923, after returning to Egypt from a conference in Europe, Huda threw off her veil outside the Cairo train station. She encouraged other women to follow suit, and this became one of the first public rejections of the veil in Egypt. Soon thereafter, Huda founded the Egyptian Feminist Union, which sought to reform laws that restricted women from personal freedoms. Huda remained president of the Egyptian Feminist Union until her death in 1947, organizing and leading the fight for women's rights in the New Egypt. She died at the age of 68. Huda reflected on her life's mission in her memoir. She said, "I believe that history repeats itself, and for that reason, I am indebted to my namesake, Huda al-Sharawi, Egyptian feminist and the first woman in the Middle East who called for female emancipation." All month, we're talking about feminists. We've covered feminists in every theme so far. What differentiates this month is that we'll be looking at women who are particularly important to the women's rights movement, the suffrage movement, and/or modern feminism and feminist theory. On Saturdays, we're talking about modern feminists brought to you by this month's sponsor, Fiverr. On Sundays, we're highlighting favorite feminists from past months, chosen by other podcast hosts we love. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our new Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. This month of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Fiverr, an online digital services marketplace connecting businesses with women who are creating, designing, copywriting, programming, editing, and more. Fiverr is here to support the world's freelance community during these challenging and uncertain times when businesses need to adapt in the face of the corona pandemic. Women are an integral part of Fiverr's platform, many having worked with some of the most influential brands in the world. Fiverr is here to support all freelancers, entrepreneurs, and businesses at this time. Fiverr operates in over 160 countries and offers digital services across 300 categories, so there are clearly lots of opportunities to change how the world works together with Fiverr in these unprecedented times. Head to fiverr.com to see how Fiverr might be able to support you or your business. That's fiverr.com. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.